ISIS is coming back since 2021 in a major way in several regions, right? The jury is still out what's going to happen in Syria, but the ISIS particle in the north of Somalia, a region called Puntland, which is semi-autonomous, is really something that has had particular staying power. Not only because the international community had been putting some military pressure on it, there was even a military airstrike by the US a couple of days ago, but also Al-Shabaab, because this ISIS particle grew out of the large-scale Al-Qaeda affiliate called Al-Shabaab, who has a 50-50 chance to take over Somalia, I'm afraid, this year when the African Union troops withdraw from the country. And they had been trying to eradicate ISIS from the get-go, 2015, and have not managed to do so until now.
What have you seen from ISIS that indicates that they are back? Is there money? Is there a structure, leadership? What have you seen?
Well, unfortunately, all of the above. So what ISIS has done already a couple of years ago was really to regionalize its affiliates. So it's a little bit more structured than Al-Qaeda, where each affiliate essentially is their own thing and they only connect it directly to the center. They actually opened up regional coordination centers. ISIS in Puntland is one of them. And through these regional coordination centers, there is a flow of propaganda material back and forth, but also, as far as Puntland is concerned, unfortunately, money, including money to ISIS in Afghanistan. So it is a very strong structure. What we see in West Africa is that ISIS is growing in its territorial control significantly in Mali, but also in Nigeria, through certain parts in Niger. We have this particularly in Puntland. We have the Taliban really being complacent unless ISIS attacks them, as far as ISIS in Afghanistan is concerned, with resulting arrests of large numbers of ISIS Afghanistan-linked terrorists in Europe in the last couple of years. And now we have the Syria situation where it's not clear how secure these prisons and camps are, where thousands of ISIS fighters and their family members are imprisoned and under control by the Kurdish authorities, who are under pressure by Turkey and by the Damascus government.
Where are they getting their money from?
Look, the unfortunate thing is it's now again back to a mix of exploiting natural resources, West Africa, being heavily involved in smuggling, including smuggling of cocaine through West Africa on behalf of Hezbollah, of all terror groups or criminal networks possible, being involved in extortion and kidnapping activities, including in Syria, same thing in Afghanistan, and then, of course, donations. And donations are much easier for them to get now because since 2021, one region after the other where we withdrew, or were like in Syria, a regime got defeated. The narrative that is there's a victory has been getting stronger. So first Afghanistan, then West Africa, now Syria. They say no one can withstand us, not the Americans, not the UN, not the French, not the Europeans, not even Russia and Iran can withstand us. And then, unfortunately, we still have the ongoing Middle East conflict, and there may be a breakdown in the ceasefire looming, the way that Hamas acts in the last couple of days. That gives all of these Islamist terror groups a cause célèbre. Finally, they can point to something, irrespective of the fact that the Islamic State didn't know how to spell Palestinians until October 2023, nor that a Palestinian national state would be even acceptable under IS ideology. So they're just misusing this conflict for their purposes.
And what does all of this mean for the US and the West in terms of the threat level?
Elevated threat levels. Elevated threat levels. We had an increasing number of cells arrested. We had a fairly regularly attack pattern in Europe already. You had two attempts before the US presidential election on the US homeland, one apparently also linked to ISIS in Afghanistan. And you had the, of course, New Orleans attack, which was a inspired attack on the US homeland. And if media reports are to be believed, the American airstrike in Puntland, a rare occurrence in Africa these days, because of the withdrawal of the international forces from the continent by and large, Western international forces replaced by the Russians, by the way. This airstrike was motivated in part because there were attack plannings against Americans.
That's Dr. Hans-Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project. J.J. Green, WTOP News.